And you're listening to Morning Edition on WEMU. David Fair stepping back in, and it's time for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Now, Russ Collins is away this week, but we get to welcome back to studio for the first time in a while, Michigan Theater Program Director Amanda Bynum. What's happening, Rerun?
I'm just so glad to be here. I haven't been in the studio in so long.
Yeah, I know how much you enjoy getting up extra early in the morning to come see me.
I had an
Nobody
extra
does
cup
that
of
on purpose,
the
by
morning.
The way.
No. It's like, well, this is fine. This is good. I'll hit the ground running today.
So, anything new in the world of movie news before we get into what's opening in the area this weekend?
The big thing that I noticed this week is Lionsgate and Hasbro have decided that
That's like a game company, right?
Yep. They're going to make a Monopoly movie.
How on earth do you do that?
So the plot synopsis that I've seen so far is a boy from modest Baltic Avenue is on a quest to make a fortune.
Trying to get to Park Avenue?
Yeah. I can see it. And, you know, is he going to go to jail? I bet he is. Is there going to be a card to get him out for free?
And I'm assuming there has to be some sort of inflationary change. Because if you pass go, I mean, how do you, $200 isn't going to get you
right.
very far,
How
right?
many times is he going to pass go in the course of like a 90-minute movie?
So who's going to direct this? I mean, I'm absolutely fascinated at the possibility of creating a movie out of a board game.
So Andrew Niccol has been tapped to write the screenplay. I'm not sure.
The Truman Show guy?
Yes. And, you know, and he's great. And Monopoly's been around forever. And
yeah,
it's
we all
got,
played it as kids.
Yes.
Huh?
And it's played all over the world. So I think it's...
Now, fess up. You like to be the banker so you can take money.
No. I'm always the little dog.
Okay.
I like to be the little dog. You know, I think it's an interesting concept. But then we know Battleship was made into a film. And that's got... I can see kind of the War Games angle to that.
I didn't even know about that.
Oh, for sure. But is Chutes and Ladders coming next? Or
Candyland?
But Candyland, I can see Candyland. Okay. I can see it in my head. Oh, yeah.
That could be
a
Pixar film.
Yep. Yep, for sure. Animated.
So
definitely.
When are they hoping to get this out? Do we have any idea? Right now it's still
it's in concept stage and being drafted, right? Yes, exactly. But
oh.
I just think there didn't seem to be a ton of super interesting movie news. I didn't really want to have to spend a lot of Cinema Chat talking about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner breaking up. I mean, I don't know
oh,
if
did
that's...
they?
Oh, they did. Yes. It's official that they're... That they're Splitsville. But other than that, there didn't
seem to
be.
I'm trying to feign some level of caring here. I just don't.
That's why I didn't bring it up.
Although, on the human condition, it's just sad anytime that happens.
So other than that, there just didn't seem to be a ton of movie news percolating this week.
Well, locally, there's plenty of movie news because there's some great films that are available downtown.
Yep, there's a lot coming up, coming this weekend. One of the movies that I'm kind of excited about is The Overnight, which looks like a light drama or a dark comedy. Hard to say. It is about
somewhere in the middle.
A couple who moves to Los Angeles and they're with their young son and they're feeling kind of at sea and they don't have any buddies. And they meet a guy at the neighborhood park and he invites the couple that's just moved to join him and his wife at their house for pizza night. But once the kids go to bed, the play date kind of gets more bizarre and the couples begin to open up and it just looks really compelling, and it's got Jason Schwartzman,
who's always wonderful. Yeah, he's like the indie darling.
Yes. Adam Scott is in it, and Taylor Schilling, who's on Orange is the New Black, which I'm watching right now. And so I think it just looks
great.
Yes, I've got to go see The Overnight. It looks wonderful. And that opens Friday at the Michigan.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan Theater Program Director Amanda Bynum. I'm filling in for the... Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. He's likely to be back next week, right?
Yep,
he'll be back next week. So what else is opening downtown?
Well, we're super excited to be opening the film Amy, which is the documentary about
Amy Winehouse. Right.
Yep.
Extraordinarily talented.
She only released two albums, but sort of
made a huge dent in the music.
Immediately became this pop and rock icon and was
brought back to Beehive, if nothing else, right?
For sure. that winged eyeliner. She died tragically at 27, and she was a tortured soul, and the film just looks incredible. And we're opening that. It opens nationally next Friday, the 10th, and we're going to do a couple of early screenings next Thursday on the 9th. And then we're going to keep it for at least a week. But it just looks great.
Even if you don't like her music, the human element of this story is compelling enough and worthwhile to see.
And it sounds like maybe her family, they were on board at first, and now they're not so sure. And the same thing with the boyfriend. But the filmmaker has done an outstanding job with the film.
We'll certainly look forward to that. And as always, there's a couple of returning films to the theaters.
Yes. As part of our Summer Classics film series, we have a couple of great films this weekend. Because the 4th of July falls on an actual weekend this year, we're going to add in a special screening in our Summer Classic film series of The Great Escape.
The Great Escape.
The Great Escape. The Great Escape actually premiered on the 4th of July in 1963. Yep. And if you haven't seen The Great Escape, you've got to come and see The Great Escape on the big screen. It's one of my favorite movies.
Love
Thanks,
Steve
Dad.
McQueen movies, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. It's great. And then we're also showing as part of Summer Classics. Oh, sorry. Great Escape is on Saturday at 1:30. Saturday, July 4th. Go to the parades and then just pop on down to the Michigan Theater. And then on Sunday and Tuesday, as part of Summer Classics, we're showing The Producers with a
Zero Mostel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not the Matthew Broderick.
No, not quite a classic yet as the original
or
is.
Ever to be.
That's also true. So that's playing on Sunday the 5th at 1:30 and Tuesday the 7th at 7.
Very good. And opening up at the Cineplexes this week, you know, I've never seen a Terminator movie. I'm not an Arnold Schwarzenegger fan.
I've never seen a Terminator movie either.
There's a new Terminator movie coming
out. Yeah, Terminator Genesis.
How does a robot age?
I don't know. You'd have to ask James Cameron.
You know, I'm sure there are people who love science fiction out there and love Arnold and love the Terminator franchise that are saying, okay,
you know, I gotta go see it. I gotta go see it. Well, right. And, you know, you gotta go see it because it's, you know, it's the Terminator.
I've just not been exposed, so I can't make judgment one way or the other.
I understand 100%. Now, on the other hand, Magic Mike XXL is also.
Are you a big fan? Because I didn't see the first
one. That's okay. I went to see the first one. They marketed it totally as a beefcake movie, and it gets dark. It gets real dark, and I think I was in the audience.
Delving
with,
into the light, because it's about
strippers,
right?
And,
so
you know,
does it delve into the life and the seedy side of that?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, a little bit of the drug culture and, you know, what they're trying to overcome.
Right.
And I was in the audience with, I mean, of course, there were a bunch of women in the audience, and they were hooting and hollering over these stripper scenes, sure. But
and then,
all
of a sudden,
it's
they got quiet.
Oh, it gets real quiet. So the filmmakers have said, this one is going to be a departure from the first one. What that means
we
is
we don't
it's,
know if it's lighter or darker.
No, it's entirely a beefcake movie.
Okay.
It's like a road trip to, you know, they're in Florida, but then they're going to go to South Carolina and, you know, one last show. So it's one last stripper show. So, yeah, more beefcakey. So if that's your thing,
I think I'll go see The Great Escape.
That sounds like a good plan.
Amanda Bynum, thank you so much for joining us today in Russ Collins Place. We certainly appreciate it. We'll see you at the
movies. Thanks for having me. I'll be there.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 50 years of news, jazz, and blues.